Imagine it was the 1930s. We're entering a general store. A general store that happens to be adjacent to a post office. Sir, do you have a package I can mail for you today? Be glad to help. All the while, a train is pulling up outside the Clinchfield Railroad. It's the Penland Post Office and General Store of Western North Carolina. You're listening to the Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We're going to talk about the Penland Post Office and what was one time a general store. A restoration project is underway, the Penland Post Office Project. And to talk about that is Elisa Swearingen. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
For those that don't know, tell us exactly where Penland is located in Western North Carolina.
Penland is in Mitchell County. If you think of Burnsville, Bakersville, and Spruce Pine as a triangle, Penland would be kind of right in the middle of there.
I understand the location of the longtime post office has been called striking there in that part of the mountains. Would you kind of set the scene for us?
Yes, if you drive along the road, Penland Road, from Burnsville or Spruce Pine, the road is very windy, curvy. It goes up and down through the woods. You come across the Tow River, then you cross the railroad tracks, and the building there is nestled between a hill and the railroad tracks in a little hollow. And it's a very charming little building and very cute.
So just to make it clear, it still operates as a post office today, is that correct?
That's correct. The larger part of the building was a general store for many decades. The post office has been in that building since 1934, and we understand it to be the longest continuously running post office. It was established in 1879 on a different part of the property, and it moved around a few times, and then it became part of that building in 1934. The building itself was built in 1902 or around 1902 in anticipation of the Clinchfield Railroad, which was coming from Spruce Pine and on the way up to Tennessee. The building itself has a lot of history. It's kind of a symbolic of the frontier that the Western North Carolina was. There wasn't a whole lot there at that time before my relatives showed up, and it was built by Colonel Isaac Bailey and Louise Penland Bailey, and they themselves were pivotal in the development of that area. Colonel Bailey was in the Civil War in the 58th Regiment, and he was also a state senator. And Louise Penland Bailey, she grew up in Burnsville. Her father was Milton Penland, and he was a local merchant and owned a lot of property. And in the 30s to the 60s, they owned what is now the New Ray Inn, and they lived in that there in the middle of Burnsville.
Alicia, when was the Penland Post Office Project started, and what are the most significant needs?
The post office project itself was started in 2012 by my mother, Marcia Bailey, and some community members, including Gloria Schulman, Paulus Berenson, Geraldine Plato, and others. The building was falling into disrepair, and I convinced our family to donate the building to the nonprofit because the nonprofit has been able to raise over $50,000 to store the general store side. The post office side is in relatively good shape, but the general store side has been empty for a while, and the north wall had sunk because the foundation kind of dissolved. And we have hired Buck Pollard to restore that part of the building, and he's raised up the wall about 20 inches, and he's putting in a foundation and resetting the wall. We need to raise more money to complete that stabilization phase that we're in right now. We have a online fundraising campaign through generosity.com. We set a goal of $10,000. We've reached almost $3,000 through that campaign, and through snail mail, people have been sending us money. We just need about $7,000 more to complete our goal.
WNCW presents this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. We talk about the Penland Post Office, its history, and hopefully a bright tomorrow as we talk right now with Alicia Swearingen. Alicia, this building is also on the Register of Historic Places.
Yes, my mom and I started that process about 2002, and it took quite a bit of work. And then she and her cousin, Cindy Christman, ended up hiring a couple of researchers. And we have links to that on our website because there is so much history in that building that connects it to Western North Carolina and the big changes that were happening at that turn of the century. And our website is penlandpostoffice.org, and we have a lot of pictures and some videos and stories that you can read about our project, as well as some of the significant facts about it.
One of the places that you share the facts, and it's a very compelling piece of work, is a video that was put online where you have several citizens that are backing this project, talking about community pride, keeping it alive for future generations.
One of the main wishes and desires for myself, as well as the community, is that we keep this rural post office alive. For those who have a rural post office in their lives, you know that it is a central part of how people bump into each other and find out who's having a baby, who's getting married, who's sick. There wouldn't be any heart to that community if that were to disappear.
You told me that the postmaster these days at the Penland Post Office talks about folks traveling in from all over the place, and they want to get out there and just take a picture next to the building.
That's right. Becky Davis has been our postmaster for 49 years. And she's told me that throughout the year, people do stop by just to take pictures of it. And in the summertime, sometimes up to 10 carloads of people come by to take pictures and come in and see the old boxes. Some of them are original. And some people have come as far away as Canada and England just to see this post office.
The zip code is 28765. For the Penland Post Office. The Penland Post Office project continues. And Alicia, I'll let you remind listeners once more about the main website where folks could reach out if they want to learn more and if they want to support the cause.
Our website is penlandpostoffice.org. We also have a Facebook page where you can like us and share information, and that's under Penland Post Office. And our phone number is 828-765-6539.
Alicia Swearingen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
WNCW Friday Feature Interviews of the Week are also available as podcasts on our website, wncw.org.